It's time now for How You Built That. And today, we're talking about a dating app, but not just any dating app.
This is Carlos and his dog, Hugo. And Carlos says, I'm a single dad of a sweet Wheaton Terrier who loves to play and make new friends.
This is a dating app with profiles of people and their dogs.
Very friendly and well-educated, never bites, always wagging his tail. Let's go to the park and let's get our dogs to play.
So the voice you just heard is Lee Isaacson, and her story starts in 2016 when her younger sister Casey had just gone through a breakup.
She was dating a guy who tried to be a dog person for her, but by the end of the relationship, he didn't want the dog in his apartment. He would put towels down on the couch so the dog didn't touch anything. And she came to me and said, I wish I just knew from the start that this wasn't going to work because of my dog.
And so the sisters thought, could there be a dating app that might solve this problem? An app that goes beyond Tinder and Bumble. An app where someone like Casey could say up front, me and my dog, we are a package deal.
She has a Cavapoo. I mean, there's truly nothing that looks more like a teddy bear than her dog. And so we said, you know, if someone can't like this, then clearly, you know, you need to find someone with at least a little bit more dog person in them.
So they started to kick around this idea, and they realized the way people take care of their dogs can say a lot about their personalities.
How much money do you spend on your pets or other things in the house? You know, how clean do you keep your house?
Things like that might predict whether two dog owners are really compatible.
Does your dog sleep in the bed or out of the bed? Do you let your dogs on furniture? Do you always pick up dog poop on the walk? That's a big one.
That's a big one. And by the way, if you are listening and you have a dog, please do pick up the dog poop off the sidewalk. Just a favor I'm asking. Anyway, in July of 2017, the sisters began developing their app. Now, Lee has a background in journalism and Casey works in advertising design. They had never done anything like this before. So at first, they pooled their money together, and their dad put in a little bit too, and then they got into an accelerator program. They found a chief tech officer and a team of developers to help them build the app.
We actually went through 4 development teams.
Because Lee and Casey had a hard time finding just the right match.
It can be very scary when you have a limited amount of money to build this product, and you see it either taking forever or, you know, not looking the way you want it to and watching your money drain at the same time.
But after 7 months, their dating app was ready and they launched it on Valentine's Day.
We weren't the first dating app out there, so we were able to learn from a lot of other people's mistakes. There have been interesting dating apps that have tried to launch nationally, and they get a lot of attention really quickly, but because you need a lot of people in one place in order for a dating app to work, they just fell apart.
So Lee and Casey decided to get the word out city by city, starting in New York. They thought this would be the best way to build their user base. Lee even hosted events in each city, these big dog-friendly parties. Pet companies paid to set up booths, that meant revenue, and dog owners, well, they're always looking for places to bring their dogs, so they would come and stay and mingle, and after each launch, Lee and Casey saw a spike in new users.
We knew there was nothing more valuable than getting a lot of people in the app so our users could find more people to match with.
The sisters have now launched in 7 more cities: LA, Boston, San Francisco, Detroit, New Orleans, Austin, and Chicago. And they're bringing in more revenue by charging pet companies to put ads on the app. This means after a year, they've been able to keep the app free. Lee Isaacson's app is called Dig. It has more than 20,000 users and growing. And yes, she knows what some of you single people with cats are thinking. Where's my app?
Oh, yeah. We get the cat question all the time. You know, surprisingly, we actually get the horse question all the time. Horse people definitely need to have their own conversations, too.
But for now, Dig is all about the dogs and the people who love them. If you want to find out more about Lee or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.